Berlin's former Tempelhof Airport has witnessed some major events in its time. A Nazi airfield during World War II. It was the site of the Berlin airlift during the Cold War. And most recently, an emergency shelter for refugees fleeing Syria. In 2008, it was taken out of service and transformed into a gigantic park where Berliners could go rollerblade. Does anybody rollerblade anymore?
I see some people rollerblading around the lake, yeah.
The park is set on the runways. They didn't tear those out. Still looks like an airfield.
Right.
One local politician, the mayor of Berlin's central Mitte district, has proposed installing Verrichtungsboxen.
Okay.
Booths where prostitutes can meet clients in the airport site. Now, this is in a bid to improve the safety of the city's sex workers, because that's what he's concerned with. He's personal friends with all of them.
Protecting them, why?
I don't know. So anyway, this would include drive-in booths where customers can meet sex workers without getting out of their cars.
So not only are you gross and perverted, you're lazy, too. Don't move a muscle. I got this.
Yeah. The mayor says, well, I'm trying to combat prostitution in the Kurfürstwaffenstrassen. This is how we're going to do it.
He's tired of people doing this at the car wash, so.
Right. So honk the bobo at the airport.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to flight number 169. At this time, we will now begin boarding all medallion members and all visitors of our drive-through sex booths. I urge you to take a few minutes to finish up what you're doing and pay the ladies so you can board the aircraft. Please remember that all Black Stallion spanking benches must be able to fit in the overhead bins. Otherwise, you will have to check them at the gate. And please be sure that your bondage mask is on and zipped tightly before helping your neighbors zip up theirs. Once again, we are now boarding medallion members and visitors of our drive-through sex booths. Thank you. Rick Stacey.